Oh, we're doing stuff now?
We don't have to. We were having great conversation, even aside from the podcast. I mean, this is, like, even better than what we likely have in store tonight, the pre-show stuff we were talking about. That was pretty cool. So we could just chat about random crap for an hour and call it a night.
There you go.
Is that normally what we do?
Touche. Welcome to episode 57 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am not a gent. I am a gettin'. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and some people say that I am the luckiest man.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I'm livelier than a corpse.
So very true.
Doesn't take much, Jason. Just gonna.
I'm just pointing out.
Well, is it before or after the death rattle? Because, like, usually the death rattle is, like, that's pretty animated.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a corpse.
I'm going to say under either situation. Regardless of corpse, I'm live.
Party hard.
Oh, okay.
I'm so excited.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. I just assumed he went temporarily insane.
Bailey, I just killed your bit because I was confused. I apologize.
My bits are never sensical. It's always unusual and nonsensical.
Oh, yes. The old sensical.
Yeah, because, you know, bits. You can be overwhelmed or underwhelmed, but when is someone just properly whelmed?
The first second you wake up in the morning.
That's the most...
Before you realize that you're late for work.
Literally profound and correct answer I've ever heard. Thank you, Hunter, for solving that conundrum for us. Any other age-old mysteries
podcast
you'd like to answer, Hunter? You brilliant SOB.
What do you got?
SOB.
The juggernaut is listening.
You should just have a helpline people can call into. Give life advice.
Juggernaut. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep the helmet on.
Oh, yeah.
So Professor X can't get in my brain. Very important.
That's Jason's role, right? Jason is Professor X?
Yeah.
There I thought you meant Jason was my helmet. it's not...
I don't want that.
Not gonna happen.
No.
This is gonna be a very special episode, isn't it?
Yep.
Has it been 3 weeks since we've actually recorded the three of us together? It's been a while.
Well, I mean, because realistically, 3 weeks, is that even really that long?
It's not, it's not that long, no.
It's not that long, but
it feels so much longer because like I just don't talk to you guys. Like I don't call you on the phone. You know, I don't see you in person. We don't go out and get drinks.
Right.
So it's like when I see both of you together and it's all three of us, it's like it's been years.
Whoa.
How are the kids?
Yeah. Dang, you got married, Hunter? What's up with that? Dang.
Yeah, it was a year like a month ago.
Yeah,
I almost forgot.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yes, strangely how that works. So now I will always remember my wedding anniversary.
We're here to help.
Excellent.
So, speaking of excellent, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I did.
Oh,
yes.
It hurts.
I know. I ended up buying, I found some game package deal. You know how they have a million bundles out now to compete with the Humble Bundle?
Did you buy the
Basically,
Capcom Action Pack?
I didn't. I'm tempted, though.
It is tempting.
But I got Duke Nukem 1 and 2 for $1.50.
Ooh.
I thought you had those already.
I didn't. No. You're thinking Duke Nukem 3D.
No. I vaguely remember you bringing Duke Nukem 2 to the showdown because you had just bought it.
Nope.
Did you buy it twice?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be the last
time? Come to that?
I've got so many software distributors, I don't know I've got anymore.
Oh, if only I kept these things on physical media, I could keep track.
I probably still wouldn't be able to.
That's true.
I really do enjoy the Duke Nukem games, the 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like, as simple as they were, and They were just very efficient, you know. Like, I mean, there were Mario clones. Let's be frank, and Sally. I mean,
but with guns.
Yeah, which do guns make things better?
They do, like robots.
Wow, that's a really non-Canadian answer of you, but I'd say guns 98% of the time make stuff better.
Yeah. Is it the type of gun, or just guns in general?
I'm gonna say guns in general, but you get a scale of better depending on the gun.
Well, like said.
If you've got a small pistol.
Here's why I bring it up, because Super Mario Sunshine, you had a water gun.
See, that's not cool. That's not.
Why not,
that's
man?
Not
water
a,
guns
that's
are
not
great.
A real gun. That's like saying, oh, my cap gun makes this cool, or my potato gun makes this cool.
When in reality,
I will admit, though,
lame.
A paintball gun does skirt the border of cool and not cool.
I almost bought the paintball game on Wii. I still might someday because I'm weird like that. But
that's all right.
They have Nerf.
We'll just silently
games.
Judge.
No, you won't.
I mean, who didn't
you
use paintball mode in GoldenEye 007?
Oh yeah,
it was awesome.
Oh yeah, multicolored splatters everywhere. Duh. I mean,
so, Jason, how did you like the games? You
it's
enjoying
good.
Them?
And I don't own it on Good Old Games, so I just think you're crazy.
All
but
right, well.
No, they're really good. I've been playing through Duke Nukem 2. Haven't played since I was a kid. Only had the shareware version, so. I've got like 5 times the game I played as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah. And
very nice.
I played Sonic Generations.
What'd you think
I don't
about
know
that?
What that is.
That's one of the latest Sonic games. Well, not retro. It's essentially they're just remaking all the old levels. So the first world you're in, it's just Genesis era games. Second world, Dreamcast era. And then third world, it's the later games, and it's just the best of levels, pretty much.
Later than neat. The Dreamcast?
Yeah. The game's horrible, though.
Really?
Well, at least it's livelier than a corpse.
Yeah. It
kind of like Jason.
Yeah.
Hey! Wait,
well, no, because they used that tactic in the new Mario Kart. They recycled popular tracks from older Mario
yeah.
Kart games. That was a huge hit. Why wouldn't this be just as popular?
It's the problem is... The levels are fun. So there's fun platforming, but it's wrapped in such a crappy package.
He did air quotes for those on the podcast.
What?
What?
Continue.
Like, they draw out things, so it's like, oh, you've beaten all the levels? Now you can't face the boss yet. Better go do these challenge levels.
Oh,
and some
wow.
of these challenge levels are replaying the exact same levels you just beat. And the cutscenes are bad, and the voice acting is horrible.
Boo.
And it's only, it took me under 4 hours to beat.
Yikes.
Wow.
So.
How much you pay for it?
$2.
You'll pay for
just
this!
Just so you know, you can get Sonic the Hedgehog on the Genesis for under $2.
See, I picked up Sonic's Genesis Collection for $2 for Steam. So I have
no,
it.
That's not what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
That's
I don't,
just not,
yeah.
Physical media.
I don't want it.
Physical media.
I hate
cartridges.
Physical media. No. No.
Oh,
I'm still
going to
rip apart the land and put a Raspberry Pi in there.
Have you not done that yet?
No.
Dude, I want that game.
No.
I will trade you.
No. I'm going to break
for
it.
For something else.
I want to break it.
I'm going to trade you something you can break it
no.
instead.
You know what? If we do this... Expo thing in the spring.
Yeah.
Indie
and if
PopCon?
I haven't broken it by then, I will bring it to you and just give it to you.
So I've got what, 8 months
you guys
of
are
me
so
potentially
weird.
Breaking it?
Always on the edge.
Always
for
on
eight
the edge.
Months? You
yeah.
think my heart can handle that, Jason?
It's going to have to.
Your heart
it's
will
unbelievable.
Go on. Your heart will go on.
It will. Bailey, you were holding up a cartridge. What were you holding
yeah,
up?
I have two quick stories to tell. Story number one, I was out to dinner with my wife and her family on Friday or Saturday night. Doesn't really matter. The point is, huge restaurant, old school fried chicken joint. It's like walking into a funeral parlor, but they have this exhibit. There's like this hallway. There's these old cars, and there's also like these old school coin op things. So there's like a fortune teller. You know, you put in the quarter, get your fortune told. There's like a little... horse that children could ride, and randomly in the middle of this stuffy antiquated surroundings is an Ultracade cabinet with like dozens of super high quality arcade tiles to choose from. At first I thought it was just a Capcom Ultracade because there was like Street Fighter 2, 1942, but then it also had stuff like Pole Position and some other classics, and I didn't actually get to play it. But the only reason I didn't play it was out of protest, because the side of the cab had all these titles emblazoned on it. And one of the titles that caught my eye was Marble Madness. You guys know I love Marble Madness. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna play Marble Madness. So I got not even one of the games available to play. I was pissed.
Did you speak to anybody who worked there?
No.
The reason I ask is because a lot of those kind of multi-cart cabinets, they actually come with the carts you can pop out and put more in. So they probably have Marble Madness. It's probably just sitting on a cartridge in the back room because nobody's asked.
But it's not an arcade. Like, it's tough to convey this without you seeing it, but imagine walking into a McDonald's. You go to order your food. You go to sit down in the booth. But then, in the corner, you see something. You walk towards it. You get up there, and there's a jackhammer laying there. And you're like, oh, I love construction. So you kind of dust it off, and you look at the brand name, and you're like, wow, this is a really high-quality jackhammer, but it's missing one of the screws. If you go up to the McDonald's manager and ask where's the missing part to this construction equipment, they're gonna have no idea what you're talking about. It's just kind of randomly misplaced there.
But you didn't ask.
I will
call, doesn't hurt to ask.
I will call them tomorrow. I will record it on Skype for you. Just his utter and like, if they what are it. You talking about? A video what?
And if they have it,
a game?
You have to wear a dress to the next podcast.
If they don't, you have to shut your dopey mouth.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
All right, what's your second story?
Story number two. I have been communicating for a couple weeks now with a acquaintance, friend, contact of mine regarding advanced strategies to land the world record on this game, RBI Baseball on NES. I've been practicing. I still haven't gotten it yet, but I love this game so much, guys, and...
Oh, we know.
I know. I tend
You've
to go
been
back
chasing
to
that since
thing.
Last year.
I have, but it hasn't been constant. I like get really into it, and then I quit for a while because I get so frustrated. But I'm back
into it.
Isn't
that the one you were
it.
Supposed to send to me?
Thanks. Maybe. Do you still want it?
No. If you're using it,
the whole point is it's an extra, so you can have it if you want it.
Here, which one are you playing to practice on?
This one. I figured if I beat the world record, I could autograph it and auction it off for like $3 instead of $2. You know.
Ooh.
Or you could just I can give you $5 and you can give it to me.
Sold to the man with facial hair. What? Jason, I hope you enjoy your game. What?
Sweet.
What? Wait! Whoa!
Whoa!
And then I'm going to destroy it like Lolo Land.
Oh.
As long as I get Hunter's $5 for it, totally worth it.
I was going to say, done. Jason doesn't even have $5. What, they're loonies or something like that? Or the toonie?
Well,
what is it?
We've got our $1 coin, which we affectionately call the loonie, because it has a loon on it. We have a $2 coin, which we call a toonie, which makes no sense.
Yeah, two. Loony, two. It makes perfect
two.
Sense.
Two. So it's
two. $2.
And then we just got a bunch of bills sense. And nickels and dimes. Quarters.
See, our $1 coin has Sacagawea on it, and so we affectionately refer to it as the sack. That's
and it's
a joke.
Not even in
we don't
circulation anymore.
Actually call it that. I just made, wow, you are holding money up in front of your
camera. Money. Our money has old queens on it.
Can you do an impression of an old queen while you're holding up an old queen?
Hello, my name is Queen Elizabeth. I like to play retro games because I'm older than them and it makes me feel young.
I was really hoping he'd start singing We Are the Champions. That's what I was waiting for.
We are the champions, my friend. Doo-doo-doo.
Wow. That is some old Queen. Yeah. Some old Queen.
That is. Just for you guys.
Jeez.
Oh, we are That's so funny. Or at least
anyway.
Things are funny.
What have you been playing?
Super Metroid.
Oh, we're going to let him talk. Son of a... Jeez.
Whoa!
What? Oh, he made me choke on the drink.
No, I'm done. Accomplished. Super Metroid.
I guess no more really needs to be said. It's a pretty awesome game, huh? Got you like that
story,
game, right?
You know, whatever.
We'll talk about it. What about the story? Really, let's hear about the story.
So the story is, I made a passcode reference to the first Metroid on Twitter. And Fox Synergy, which I believe his name is Alex, informed me that there was a ROM hack of Justin Bailey for Super Metroid. So I downloaded that, played it, got to the part where I was in the pirate ship, everything's dead. I don't remember what the place is called. But anyway, so the ROM hack is basically just a sprite swap. It looks like what the Metroid Samus looked without her suit if you typed in the Justin Bailey code in the original NES version.
Gotcha.
And by the time I had gotten to the pirate ship portion of the game, I realized that that's all that was different, and I stopped playing. So,
very good.
And what are you going to do? But I got lost there for about 45 minutes to an hour because I was lost in Metroid again.
Nice.
And then I realized.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, pulled myself back up, and I was like, okay, this is just a palette swap. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It was fun, but, you know.
But you spent way more time on it than you would have had you known it was just a palette swap.
It was one of those things where I was like, oh, this is kind of neat. Like, the animations look really good. Somebody put a lot of time and detail into it, and it really looks like Samus from Metroid 1. And I'm playing through it, and I was like, oh, I forgot how great this game is, and... Oh, I remember all this stuff now. And I was like, oh, I can't get there till I get this. And I can't do that till I do this. And I was like, man, this game's got... And I got that feeling. I don't know about if you guys get this, but like, I've always had the ambitions of making that, you know, like a video game and pushing it out there and all the stages of creating it and that kind of thing. I think the most fun of creating a game would be creating the world. Like sitting down with somebody, I'm like, okay, so we've got this section over here. We want to do more like with lava. What's going to happen? What kind of things do we, you know, like bouncing ideas off people and stuff like that drives me like bonkers.
I used to, when I was a kid, I would just fill notebooks with video game level designs, like just sketch out on the page, like all the platforms. And if it was a Mario game, I'd add in all the coins and enemies. If it was a Sonic game, I'd put in all the rings and enemies, placements, and good times. Yeah, every once in a while.
So yeah, I think about that quite a bit.
Cool. My name is Eric Bailey, and every once in a while, people think I'm trying to be like, trying to reference Justin Bailey. They're like, is that a Justin Bailey reference? And my response is always, if I wanted my name to just be a branding reference to Justin Bailey from Metroid, why wouldn't I just go by Justin Bailey? Like, if Eric Bailey wasn't really my name,
because
my name was
you're
like,
Justin Bailey's evil twin?
Shh, don't tell them my secret.
All right, I'm sorry.
Speaking of Jason, let's go to the listener email discussion question. That's what gets you, Jason? That's what? Okay. This one's an interesting one from a frequent contributor. It's a good one. Hello to my favorite show in the world. You three keep me awake during my overnight shift, so I appreciate your contribution to my family's financial well-being. So there are a lot of people who go to jail on a daily basis, and many of them are probably gamers. In jail, I'd imagine that aside from reading about new systems on the internet or in magazines every now and then, PC and console games are pretty much foreign, unattainable things for those in prison. So my question is, let's say someone goes to jail for robbery and spends 11 years behind bars. What gaming jump would be the biggest, most awe-inspiring for that gamer when he or she gets out of prison? Would it be the gamer who went to prison in 1979 and gets out in 1990, going from Atari to late NES and Genesis? 1986, 1997, going from NES to PS1, 91 to 2002, which is Super Nintendo to PS2 and GameCube, or 2002 to 2013, PS2 to modern PC gaming and the PS4. I think the wow factor wouldn't really be there for the guy going to jail in 2002 and getting out in 2013, but I imagine if I went from the 8-bit sprites of the Sega Master System and NES to seeing full motion video on the PS1 and playing Quake on PC, my brain would explode. But then again, the guy who goes from Atari to late NES would be enthralled as well. What say you, Dustin Faber, on Twitter at 16-bit Catholic? What do you guys think?
I'm going to say 92 to 2002.
I'm curious about what the robbery was about.
Yeah, 11 years for robbery. That's, oof. Must have stole a lot of video games.
Jewels.
Right, Jason! What'd you say?
92 to 2002.
Explain.
Okay.
I'm going to say that simply based on the internet. Going from playing this console game, so forget about graphics, forget about game mechanics, going from playing this game at home with your friends to all of a sudden, holy crap, they've built entire online worlds.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
2002, you've got EverQuest.
Yeah.
There's a few other popular MMOs at the time. It's pre-World of Warcraft, but you still got MMOs. You've got online death matches. It would blow your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, going from the Atari to the late NES and Genesis, it's still 2D sprites. You know, it's still like the kind of the same music. It's just like, you know, there's just more colors. You know, like,
yeah, it's pixels. Yeah. It's all pixels.
Like there's,
and the game mechanics are pretty much.
For the most part, similar. Yeah. Like, obviously, there's innovations here and there, but I mean, realistically, I agree. Yeah. But going from a 2D environment to a 3D environment, regardless of if it's a full 3D environment or the, you know, like the Doom 3D environment, which not really isn't sort of 3D, like, I think that would be more mind-boggling than anything. But yeah, I didn't even think of the online capabilities.
Yeah, my brain didn't go there either, so good work, Jason.
Just think of even analog sticks.
What?
Imagine going to jail in 1992, just with the D-pad. Coming out, it's like, what the hell is this controller? What are these weird sticks on this? What are these buttons for?
Yeah, I remember just having... Wow, my answer is so different from your guys's.
That like it's a bad thing.
Okay.
You can't have your own opinions.
Yeah! Blah. Fair enough. I'm actually going to go for the route of, if it's 11 years, I'm going to go mid-1996 through 2007.
That wasn't one of the options.
Hear me out.
Cheater.
Here's why. Two reasons. One.
Cheater.
96, we've just started polygons. June is when Super Mario 64 releases. So, okay, that was the revolutionary jump of the time, right? Polygons. I mean, three-dimensional environments, like, just mind-blowing. Okay. 2007 saw the release of BioShock. Imagine going from Super Mario 64 to BioShock. You can think graphically, presentationally, but here's my caveat. I think the significant leap there is in narrative.
An atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Absolutely.
The fact that a game can be serious. I mean, even something like Ocarina of Time, awesome game, but it's a very, like, whimsical fantasy throughout, still.
Right.
You play BioShock, it's like, this is, holy crap. Like, video games are art. It is a storytelling medium now.
Yeah, they definitely went from just entertainment with kind of loose story to very much story-driven games in that time.
Yeah, so that's my, like, where even the concept of a video game is shaken to its core.
So let's think of it this way. So you come out 11 years later, regardless of what time span that we've chosen. Mm-hmm. What do you think the person's going to do? Like, would they like, if it were me or if it were you guys, like, would you embrace this radical change or would you cower back to what you're familiar with?
Both.
That wasn't
one
again.
Of the options.
Damn it, Bailey. I'm going to have to say, even if you couldn't play the games while you're in jail, I'm assuming you've somehow managed to get magazines or...
Yeah, you're probably right.
You've read about these things, so you've kept up with them. And I'm going to add on to what Bailey said. You probably do have a list in your mind of, oh my god, these games looked amazing. And you are going to play a lot of these new games, but there's going to be games you miss that you go, okay, I need to play these things.
Right.
But yeah, like, you probably will embrace the new games full on.
Or I think of it as you would think these new games and the new game concepts are awesome, but it might be like such a leap. You might still play the older games more, but gladly accept, wow, like that's a really cool thing going on with that new thing over there. Thing.
Too many
My other thought was going from 1959 to 1970. Like, no video
These
games.
These weren't options.
In the first video games. Yeah, they were. Any 11-year gap.
Okay, here's your 11-year gap.
Okay, no.
3,021 to 3,032.
No, there's no difference there. But my other thought was 19... This is serious. 19...
We're all just plugged in at that point.
We're all dead, yeah.
1965 to 1976, like when you first started to see like the Atari stuff going on, and like there weren't video games. Now there's like at home, and there's arcades, and there's.
I mean, I think the thing is that it's regardless of like anybody who is still out and about in that 11-year span, you see the gradual steps to what it becomes. Like even with the first Atari, you know, like there was Pong, and then you upgraded, and then you went on, and you went on, and you went on, like. I think, you know, if you start off where there's nothing and then you end up and there's this radically new change, I don't think it's that mind-boggling. I think it's, this is what I know about it. This is amazing here.
Okay.
And then suddenly it's, hold on, you ready for the visual? It's like up here.
Whoa! Here. That really brings it home for me. Like,
and the hand's gone.
That's a really
good
point,
For those listening
Hunter.
To the audio podcast, he has raised his hand from his chest way above his head.
He is using the vertical position of his hand relative to his height to correlate with the ascension. You get the idea.
Yes.
Mind-blowing.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, because you already have this idea.
No, I actually do get what you're saying. Like, if you're not familiar with the medium at all, you're not going to appreciate its advances.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
So all those fake 11-year spans you just made up, they're none of them.
They're not fake. That was a real...
You wasted all of our
time. They weren't options. He listed four periods, and you ignored any of them.
No, it's just any 11-year period. You don't have to pick a specific one.
No, Bailey, when you take...
You're right. I really want, instead of 1992 to, like, 2002, 2003, I want 94.
What's wrong with that? That's perfectly valid. That's what the question was.
No, Bailey, when you answer a multiple-choice question, you've got A, B, C, or D. You can't write E in
and
say, this is my answer.
Are you the kid who scratched them out and went, no, this is my answer?
Right. Where's the blank paper so I can write out my explanation of why this is all wrong?
Yeah. It's not short answer. It's multiple choice.
Overachiever.
Bailey.
Bailey conforms to no man.
I just need room for creativity. That's all I ask.
That's right. That's why you give margins. Because you can write in the margins.
Yeah, that's true. Marginalia. It's good stuff.
Ah.
If only video games had marginalia. There's an idea for a blog. Music break! Thank you. And we're back. That was Cloaca of Croakers by Sean Carley, an October-appropriate remix of the Kiro Sewers theme from Super Mario RPG. Off the Heavy Troopa is ready to launch Disc 1 Collection. Ugh, Hunter says.
Come on, man.
Speaking of coming on, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who happens to not know what that is, it's a part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game. We haven't told each other what we've chosen. And we're going to have 1 minute to introduce our choice, and then we spend the rest of the episode basically arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener viewer, get to vote for your favorite of the trio on the podcast page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. Two episodes ago, for episode 55, the theme was a free-for-all because Joshua Caleb was substituting for me, I believe. Yes, for me. And when I checked the score earlier, the results were different than they are right at this very moment. Because at the last minute, Joshua launched a multi-pronged social media campaign to help his cause. And it worked.
Still lost. Oh.
No, yeah, that would have been funny, but no. His choice, Illbleed, for the Dreamcast got 16 votes, whereas Minesweeper from Jason got 12, and Rocket Knight Adventures from Hunter got 4. So good job, Joshua.
I was robbed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that too.
Screw you, Joshua.
It is what it is, right? What are you going to do? So
I'm right there with you, bro.
That's that. Tonight's theme is game with your favorite power-up item. So I look forward to what everyone's choices are.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's
going to be great.
Is Jason cool. Done feeding his face?
No, yeah.
Let's get another minute. No, just take another minute. Just take another minute. It's cool.
No, I'm good. I'm washing
nope.
down.
We got time, man.
Nope. Give yourself 1 minute. You have a 1 minute timer for things like this. Give yourself one minute to finish eating.
All right.
I love the sounds that are good. Coming through my headphones right now.
Yeah.
Do you? You know do what? You really?
Oh. Salt and peach schnapps.
Ooh.
Throat burn.
Wow.
Wait. You're drinking peach schnapps?
I was drinking peach schnapps beforehand.
With your chips and salsa.
And then I got a craving for chips and salsa.
You sound like a 500-pound guy living in his mom's basement.
No, I'm a 170-pound guy. Living in my own condo.
It doesn't only in Canada.
Only in Canada. Welcome to Canada.
Only in Canada.
Where I've got two bars at my work.
Oh, that's Canada. You've got bars at
which
your
is a
work?
College campus. A college.
I
campus.
Work at a college campus.
Oh, that's right.
And there's bars.
Sorry.
There.
Okay. Jeez.
Because it's
man.
Canada.
Attack the Kentucky boy, man. I was born.
Right,
I was
good.
Born and raised in Kentucky.
That was a minute.
I honestly didn't know that. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Jason. So Jason's game is salsa and schnapps. That's interesting.
I've never heard of that. How is the game?
That's part? His favorite power-up is peach schnapps.
Yeah.
I'm really pulling for you this week, Jason.
Thanks.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
You may begin.
So for tonight's game, I picked a game that was originally an arcade game, but I believe the NES port actually surpasses the original cabinet experience. I picked Rygar, the 1987 epic adventure fantasy game from Tecmo. That's right, good for more than just football games. There's an item in there called the grappling weapon, where you can like climb super high or descend super low. So useful, so cool. And the game itself is really ambitious. There's no password, no save game. It's a game for real men. And what more manlier hero can you have than Rygar? I personally would love to see Rygar in a bar fight with Abobo and
Hagar, and Karnov. Rygar. It's a great game.
Okay.
I don't know what any of that means.
No. Are you ready, Hunter?
Oh, I'm ready.
You may begin.
Okay. My pick for this week's best power-up in a game ever is one that sits very close to my heart. A game that opened the door to what is now my favorite genre of video games, which is the run and gun. Yes! It's Contra 3!
Oh, you
would! Alien Wars! Released on the Super NES by Konami in 1992, the story continues as the third iteration of the series, where the alien forces have decided to stage an all-out war on Earth's mankind as being defeated twice before. The absolute best power-up of any game is the spread shot. A staple in the Contra franchise,
20 seconds.
The spread shot fires six bullets in a shotgun style, eliminating any oncoming foe that journeys into your path. Contra 3, The Alien Wars.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
No, I know.
You can't tell me that's not the best power-up ever.
No, but there's actually a lot of problems with what you said. We'll get to that, but...
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll...
It's not the first
time.
I guess
I'll begin. A game I may or may not have brought before, but I can't remember.
I love it.
This 1998 stealth action game from Konami is Metal Gear Solid... Solid.
Okay.
Featuring the world's greatest power-up, the cigarette.
You have definitely not brought Metal Gear Solid before.
It calms your nerves and allows you to see laser tripwires. That is Metal Gear Solid for the PlayStation 1, featuring the world's greatest power-up, the cigarette.
That's literally all you're going to say about Metal Gear Solid.
The cigarette.
One More Castle does not condone smoking.
Smoking. In any way, it's bad for your health.
Unless if you're over the age of 18.
It is a great power-up, the cigarette.
How was that even a power-up? Like, does he find them, or does he always have them on him?
You find them.
Huh. I guess that's a power-up, maybe?
The cancer stick! From Gloob.
Why's it gotta be from Gloob?
I don't know.
Come on, man. They gave us the Game Genie. Don't hate.
No, because you stick it in your mouth, you know?
Like the Game
Genie? No, I don't know. Bailey, please elaborate.
Here, go on.
Jason just explained it. Just like the Game Genie.
Okay.
But, I don't know. So, Hunter.
Yeah.
You said it shoots six bullets, right?
In a shotgun style, yes.
You know, if you were actually cool, you would never refer to a bullet as a bullet. You would call it six rounds, you know? They're rounds. They're not bullets. They're rounds. Okay, can you get that in your head?
I guess, sure.
Okay, great.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, six
also,
rounds.
That was your major complaint?
No, hold on. He's not done.
I have a bullet point list here. You said
wait, you mean a round list?
Was that a pun?
You mean a round list?
Yeah.
Woo!
I'll wait.
Man.
Laugh it up. Boy.
I'm just going to say Bailey automatically loses.
For what? Doesn't make any sense.
For that.
I didn't say that.
Sorry.
Please continue.
Sorry, Bailey.
What okay. So the shotgun style? Have you ever fired a shotgun? I think it's so distinctively different from a shotgun. I mean, I get it. Like a shotgun, there's like, you know, it spreads, but not like a...
Have you fired a
very
shotgun?
Different. No, but it's very different.
I was going to say, because
you just argued against him with, have you fired a shotgun? No, it's very different. And then when I asked you to back that up with you actually firing a shotgun, you said no.
Have you ever used cigarettes to see laser tripwires, Jason Lamb?
Maybe I have.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't. I would not. If it was going to be any of us, it would be Jason. Just let's be honest.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, he is a ninja assassin traveling the world, taking people out. Hunter, you also said the spreadshot was a staple. It is not a staple. It is a gun. Also, you said the alien forces are fighting Earth's mankind. What other mankind is there? Like the Mars mankind or Jupiter's? That doesn't make any sense. Just say humankind. We get it.
Okay.
Jeez. And also, how stupid are these aliens? They've been defeated twice before, but they're coming right back for another round? I mean, those are like the stupidest enemies in any game. The game you picked has the stupidest enemies of any game.
Well, and not to defend Red Falcon, but in Super C, we took the fight to them. So, you know.
Yeah, right?
I mean, this is only the second time out of three incidences collectively that the fight has been on Earth or some variation of Earth.
Failed the first time.
Right, yeah. And that was your Jimmy and your Bimmy guy, whatever their names were.
Like the Bill Mad Dog Riser.
Right.
And Lance something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Jimmy.
Prancer the Dancer and, yeah, Philly McDilly. Yeah.
Philly McDilly. Oh.
But yeah, so it's two different
Dennis Hopper saves the world from aliens. Dennis Hopper. Thank you, Dennis Hopper. I only had one more thing to say to you, Hunter. The way you said that it eliminates any foe that journeys into your path. Talking about a life form's journey and on the right path. Like, just say it kills anyone who gets in your way. You don't have to use all this flowery language to describe gunfire, you weirdo. Journeys into your path.
So, can I ask you a question, Bailey?
Always. Yeah.
So, you've read my blog.
I have.
Okay. All of my writing is flowered with
that.
You
have another question?
I haven't gotten to the question yet. You keep cutting me off.
Wow. Okay. No, I'll be quiet this time. I'm waiting.
Okay. Calm down, you two.
So, anyway. And you have, on occasion, said how good it was, which is still surprising by me. So why would you be okay with that writing, but not this writing? What is the difference of writings?
Because the purpose of your blog is to be good. The purpose of the Retro Showdown is to defeat you.
Oh,
you see?
Yes.
There's a
challenge accepted. My next Retro Showdown intro will be a poem.
You know what, though? I'm just going to say that's a crappy power-up. As Caleb says...
The spread gun?
Why are we arguing? The spread gun. It's lame. It's kind of lame. It's like, wow... Semi-bullets going forward, it's just spread them
okay.
out.
Okay, this is like the time you said you don't like Mega Man. You're committing, like, gaming...
Yeah, I don't. I don't like Mega Man.
I was just thinking
I don't like Mega Man. I don't like Sonic.
I am tweeting this right now.
Oh, wait.
In terms of power-ups, the spread...
Whatever you're about to say is wrong. Like, it's just... No.
No. It's just essentially being like, hey, I've got a shotgun. Shut things spread out.
Yeah. You're powering up your previous iteration of the gun that you had. Before you could only shoot straight and at straight angles, or at right angles. Now you can spread the fire across the entire screen. I'm still contemplating if a cigarette in a video game is really a power-up and not an item.
Agreed. It calms your nerves.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's not really a power-up, though.
It's not that game where you hook up your heart to a meter in Japanese land.
No.
You can't. There's
no
nerves to calm in Metal Gear Solid. There's no gauge of nerve activity. There's no possible...
In the original Metal Gear, If you smoked a cigarette during the end sequence, when you escape Outer Haven, it actually slowed down the timer, so you had more time to escape, because it calmed you down.
So I've never actually played Metal Gear Solid.
You're missing out.
Because I can't stand those, I gotta hide in these corners and slink away from all these enemies because I'm scared and I'm fragile.
Find your box.
There's too many of them and there's just one me. And those kinds of games, those stealth games, they just don't appeal to me. I have yet to figure out how anybody could have an exclamation point over their head. Doesn't make any sense. How was that even physically possible?
It's stupid.
Psychicness. There's psychic powers in that series.
True.
There are.
It's
a reasonable explanation.
I would even go so far as to say that the Metal Gear Solid series of games is overrated.
Ouch.
Boom.
Hold on a second.
You think I'm insane for not liking Mega Man?
No, we need a little bit of clarification.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying...
We need a little bit of clarification, because when you say a game is overrated, you have different varying points of what is considered overrated. Like, is it Donkey Kong overrated?
Is it Mega Man overrated?
Mega Man's not overrated.
This is where the line is.
We're starting to like put levels of subjectivity against each other to try and form a concrete.
You see what I'm asking, though?
Very difficult. Yeah. It's more like It's like Allen Iverson in the NBA overrated. Was he really good? Yes, but never won a championship. He had limited moveset. He did certain things really, really well. The shortest player to ever win the scoring title, other than Tiny Archibald, actually. Never mind.
You know, I'm a Canadian. If the game's not played on ice, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Iceball was a sport. And I'm out of ideas.
Penguin. Overrated. Like penguins? Overrated. I know you don't have those in Canada. Wrong poll and everything.
Wait a second. Penguins. How are penguins overrated?
They're super popular, but they're flightless birds. I mean,
they're awesome, like, flightless birds.
It'd be like a legless insect being popular. Like, ooh.
If he was wearing a suit, yes.
Have you seen an emperor penguin? Awesome.
Like penguins are wearing suits, man. How cool is that? Chicks dig the suits, man.
So you've completely forfeited your argument by bashing penguins.
I want to
talk about Rygar. That's what I want to talk about.
Eric Bailey, penguin basher.
Let's talk about Rygar.
Episode title.
Do we have to?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so I want to talk. I love Rygar. What was the power up? Game.
I think it's the weapon grappling. What's it called? I wrote it down because it's such a weird name for the item.
It's the weapon that didn't make it into Castlevania.
It's just a grappling hook.
But it's called the grappling weapon. But yes, it is a grappling
hook. Grappling hooks are cool.
Grappling hooks are so cool.
Grappling hooks are cool. A grappling weapon?
Yeah.
No, that sounds clumsy.
You sound clumsy. You probably tripped on your way to bed last night. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
What?
Rygar is one of those games that really brought me in.
Because, again,
it's one of those games that has two different gaming aspects. You've got the side-scrolling and you got the top-down.
I love
For some reason, I go hybrid. Crazy for games like that.
Yeah.
Like, when you take, like, multiple genres and put them together, like, it could be the worst game in the world, but it feels like a brand new game every new stage that I get to, because it is a different kind of game every time I play it.
Completely in tune with you right now. Yes. Absolutely. It's like you put Legend of Zelda and Zelda 2 in the same game.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's just insane.
Jason, you're the one who said the spread gun isn't what it's cracked up.
You're the one who said penguins suck.
I didn't say they suck. I said they're overrated. Like, they're okay.
You may as well just club the penguin.
Penguins are pretty cool.
You used to work at an aquarium. What? I'm learning so much about you tonight, Hunter. You're not who I thought you were.
I did IT at the local aquarium, and they had a very giant penguin exhibit. They even had, like, the little incubator thing so they could.
How big was the giant penguin?
It was this big. That's... For those listening on the podcast, I'm not doing anything.
Hunter, you just hand
entertaining again. Bailey's crazy methodical hand thing.
Bailey.
What, Jason? Right. What? What?
Let me start over.
A grappling weapon. Are you balancing your keyboard on your head? You just dropped the keyboard.
I'm not good at balancing. It's not really my thing.
You know what?
What? Jason, say it.
I will give.
His original weapon was like a disc with spikes on it, right?
Oh, what, with spikes on it?
It was like a disc.
Book of Knowledge is saying it's a shield with a chain attached.
Yeah, that's the disc armor. Oh, disc. Yeah, that's the disc. That's something else. I'm talking about the grappling weapon. Not his main primary weapon, the one you have to gain in order to go up the rope and get places. Like climb trees. How fun.
So wait, it just shoots a rope?
Yeah.
So why don't you just have a rope?
You don't. You have to get it. That's why it's so great.
He seems unprepared. You just put... Are you
He needs a new sign.
Jason Hunter are stupid?
I was? No, I'm not.
You need a new sign, buddy.
I know. I'm going to give the spread gun this. It's actually better than a grappling weapon.
This actually is a new sign. I made a second one because I lost the first. Oh,
wow. You had it last week. Cards.
No, that was the new one. It's still the same.
Oh, that's an index card?
I don't remember what point I was. There's been... I'm just saying. Oh, okay. It is. Yeah, because the other side has lines on it. The other side says...
All right, we're getting off track here.
Jason and the Hunter.
Contra 3.
Is Contra 3 any good? No.
It's so all right. I do prefer the top-down missions on Super C. But that's mainly just due because I like the control better. I don't like the using the shoulder buttons to turn around.
Make you throw up.
Yeah. On the what is it, the desert level or whatever it's called, when you're fighting the boss and like it's constantly spinning. Awful.
Annoying. Oh,
so bad.
Like vomit inducing.
And I mean,
and yet still not nearly as overrated as Metal Gear Solid Solid.
Whoa. Metal Gear Solid Solid.
Remember that time Jason called it
a solid game?
Oh, you sure it's not a solid, solid game? It's a solid turd, is what it is.
Right.
Okay, it's not that.
Cigarette power up. You can smoke your way to success.
I still don't think that's a power up.
You have to be smoking something. Yeah.
How is it not a power up?
Because it's an item that you're using, and once it's done, it's gone. Whereas in with Contra 3 and the spread gun, you already have the gun. The power-up makes the gun better.
Okay,
now, like,
no.
If these were...
I'm going to give you that, but how is it different than the
Because he's already got the
weapon
that doesn't grapple.
Grappling...
And when you pick up the power-up,
yeah.
It suddenly
yeah.
makes it grapple.
Right!
Okay,
yes.
So you can't see these laser trip mines. And when you get the cigarettes, you can see
That's
them.
The only way to see the laser trip mines. Okay.
There's
no other way of doing
really?
It.
Really? Really? There's no other
I don't
way.
Believe so.
Well, no, I'm being serious because, again, I've never played this game, so I have no idea.
No, honestly, I can't remember. I'm going to, if I had to guess, the series probably has night vision goggles. I can't remember. They may allow you to see it, but I don't think you get those until much later in the game.
But there are levels where you will have trip mines that you have to cross.
Yeah, you'll go through a corridor. There'll be invisible lasers that'll set off an alarm.
So every square inch you
and
move,
if you smoke,
you have to
it'll
smoke
actually...
first to make sure there's a laser tripwire there or not.
No, you'll smoke a bit. It'll fill up the immediate area but a little bit. You'll be able to see them and you'll be able to weave
Why
your way through.
Why couldn't
you
just use, like, hairspray?
That's not how smoking works, Jason. That's not
how
smoking
don't have any.
Works.
Well, it does in this game.
That's not how smoking works. Now, the spread gun,
if you've,
completely
if you've
realistic.
Played Metal Gear at
realistic.
All... A lot of things don't actually
well,
work.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, the exclamation points, marks.
Yeah, since the game's
I can
insane.
Say that sure. if the conditions were just right, that the cigarette smoke would show the trip mine wires, or whatever you call them. Like,
yeah.
But the conditions have to be just right. How many times do you have to do this? Like, do that scenario in the game that you can remember?
At least two or three.
Okay.
And there's times where it's because it's you're traveling back and forth throughout the little world they've built, you may pass that corridor a couple times.
That's pretty lame,
the
Jason.
The game is so much better than either of yours.
No, it's not. It's Rygar,
it's
not even a game.
For you.
It's like a
what?
Conan the Barbarian ripoff.
No, it's more like Castlevania than anything.
I know it's a little bit like Castlevania.
Really? You too?
As soon as I saw, Shield with a long chain.
Those arguments against... You're using your own arguments against yourselves against a game that neither of them applies to. Oh, I see.
Hey, I compared your game last week to Pokemon, and I still have high hopes that I'm going to win.
You know what? In all honesty, I voted for Crazy Taxi before. I listened to the podcast, and even though Hunter did the most bashing, he did not bring the best game.
Okay.
I really want to play the robot Pokemon game.
All right, hold on.
Robot Pokemon game.
Did you just now realize after 57 episodes that I do the most bashing?
It was a close toss-up between you and our guest host.
Well, yeah, that's true. Joe Walker's pretty...
Yeah.
He's a tough cookie.
He's bashy. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Is he one of your cookies in your cookie click?
He might have.
I wouldn't sell him. He's a nice cookie.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie click?
Well, that's
cookie. Final arguments! Hunter, why should anyone vote for Contra 3?
I like it. It's a fun running gun. I mean, it was kind of a staple in my... I'm going to next week. You'll be surprised.
That's poem. Can we all do poems? That would be wonderful.
So. Yeah, I'll do that.
I enjoy the game. I do think that the spread gun is one of the best power-ups in all of gaming, right next to Super Mario Bros. 3, the raccoon tail.
Can't deny this. Agreed. Preach on, brother.
It's, I don't know. Like, Contra's fun. Anybody who plays it will enjoy the game. I think that's a very fair assessment. Shut your mouth, Jason.
I don't like games with platforming.
I don't like Contra.
Fun.
I don't like retro
games. I'm playing Duke Nukem 2 right now. It's platforming with gunning.
Yeah, so that's kind of like a running gun, just not as cool.
No, I enjoy Contra.
You want to know who's overrated? Duke Nukem. He is the most cliched meathead of the
game. Oh, yeah, that's the point, though. He's supposed to be, though.
Oh, so you're going to use the whole excuse that he's actually a satirical take on the prototypical male hero.
I didn't say that, but thank you.
I don't even know what six of those words mean that just came out of your mouth. Oh, I'm going to go with no.
Jason, why should anyone vote for Metal Gear Solid as you call it?
You should vote for Metal Gear Solid.
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 Because one, that's the best power up, a cigarette. Two, Ernest Blevins approves of it. And three,
reference joke.
Cigarette.
You should vote for the game I brought, Rygar, because it actually is a classic game. It's got multiple items. It's like Zelda. Not as good, but in a similar fantastical vein. The music's good. It's made by Tecmo, which is crazy. It has cool these Titan huge people. And just a quick trivia tidbit for you guys. It's Dennis Hopper's favorite game.
Is that on his Wikipedia page?
Vote for it. It could. Well,
let
by
me
the
check
time
that
this airs
up
on Monday.
Oh,
it might
no.
Be.
No.
All right. Quick shout outs. I want to thank all the people who not only are watching the live stream right now, but commenting. What's up, Lyrically C, Chrono Slinger, Johnny DeAlba, Captain Knucklehead, Eric M. Hunter, Joshua Kayla, Big Jonathan 90. Wow. Okay, cool. Great crowd tonight. And to all the people listening on Monday as well, thanks for supporting the show.
Tell
a friend.
If you
want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Nintendo_legend. If you don't want to follow me on Twitter, that's okay. I won't take it personally, but I might watch you sleep.
So what happens if I unfollow you?
I will unsleep you.
You can also find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. I am the one biting the Battletoads cartridge. You can also read my reviews of indie games at I Am Eric M. By the time that this comes out on Monday, I would have reviewed Action Doom Ultimate Brawler 2. which is a very cool first-person shooter beat 'em up based off the Doom 2 engine. So, there you go. Thanks, Jason.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. I'll kill you, Hunter. Yeah, I can see what you're doing.
That was a death threat. Everybody heard it?
Yep.
Everybody here?
And my shout-out for this week is to the Canadian Cancer Society. Don't smoke, kids. It's bad for your health, but it's a cool power-up.
Strange place to go. Just a few reminders. Please vote in the Retro Showdown poll. And honestly, if you've heard the episode, you probably have in mind what you want to vote for. So go to the website, warmercast.com, vote. Otherwise, Joshua Caleb can get away with sudden last-second surges in the vote. That's bullcrap. So please vote for the game you want to win. And leave comments on the podcast page. I love when crazy conversations erupt that organically occur from the podcast episode. I want to highlight a few really funny comments on the live stream. Big Jonathan 91 says, but laser detectors are the worst detectors. Captain Knucklehead mentions Ernest Tevins. Andrew Carrero mentions Lernest Devins. And Joshua Caleb says, Burnest Kevins? And Lyrically C mentions Contra Rebirth, which is a worthy mention. But you know what else is a worthy mention? Something I want to remind our listeners and viewers. You are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!